We're up to Yud Beis Amud Beis, the second big line on the bottom. Just where Tosfos asks a few places in Shas, he was one of them. We have a klal in a filu behemton shel tzadikim and a kodesh baruch hu maybe takol al yodam. It's a harid the Rabbanu Shem led Elisha Yishmael ben Elisha. What's it called? Be marta the ner on Shabbos, according to the second opinion that he actually was over in Isidoreis. So Tosha says that klal only applies by eating, only by foods. That the Rabbanu Shem doesn't let tzadikim by accident eat trefa foods, because that's an extra gnai to have that metamtim is halev. But other isurim it doesn't apply to, and it doesn't even apply to foods that are mutter but usher at a different time. As eating on Yom Kippur or eating at a time that's usher. There's another teretz over here, and that is that the Rabbanu Shem saved tzaddikim from doing something wrong by accident. But here Yishmael, what's it called, Ben Elisha, did something wrong. He went against Gezeres Chachamim, so the Rabbanu Shem didn't protect him. He lost that Siyata Deshmaya because he was over in Isidur Rabbanan. Right? It didn't do it stam that it came to him by accident. It came to him because he was over in Isidur Rabbanan. He said Ani Ekra V'lo Atra, which was an Isidur in itself. Once the Rabbanan made it Osir, so then the Dine de Rabbanan have an effect. And if you're going to do what they say it's Osir, it's going to come to be Takan Isidur. Okay. Tani Chada. Shamish vode kosos the ka'aros l'or hanir. One brisa says that a shamish is allowed to check the cups and the dishes l'or hanir. We're not afraid he's going to come to be mata the nir. Okay, he's going to tilt the candle. The tanya idach, another brisa says lo yivdo, that a shamish can't check the cups and dishes. Lo kasha. Tan b'shamish kavua, tan b'shamish she'ino kavua. The difference between a shamish kavua, a set shamish, or only a temporary shamish. Rashi learns, shamish kavua, lo ram yolei kulei hai. Shamish kavua, lo yivdok, b'nei she'enos rabo olav, im yimtza bohen dover maguna, ubod ken yofa, v'chashirin la'atoya. A shamish kavua has a lot of responsibility, and he's afraid that if he doesn't do a good job, he's going to be fired. And therefore, what's it called? He can't check the cups because we're afraid that he's gonna be too medactic, and he may come to tilt the candle. Sheino kavua lo ram yoleku v'hai. If he's not kavua, only it's a temporary job. He's not so afraid that he's going to be fired, so he won't do such a great job. And the mele, if he doesn't do such a great job, we're not afraid that he's going to be mati. He doesn't have that fear of his master on him that he's going to be fired. That's how Rashi learns. Okay. And Tosus learns just the opposite, Rabbeinu Tam. That a shamash she'eno kavua, right, he's afraid that he's going to be fired because he doesn't have a set position, he doesn't have vetik. So he's afraid that if he doesn't do a good job, he's going to be fired. And the shamash kavua, he has a job. He's not afraid that he's going to be fired just because he didn't do a good job of checking the plates and cups, and therefore, since he's not afraid that he's going to be fired, he's not going to necessarily be so medactic that he's going to come to tilt the candle. Both of them are talking about a shamish kavua. Rabbeinu Tam is a different gear, so hava hava shamish shalo kavua. Hello kasha. Hava de mishcha, hava de nafta. Right? It depends whether the candle is burning with oil or nefta. Right, by oil, according to most shitas, according to Rashi at least in Tosfos, we're afraid that you're going to be mata it because the oil, what's it called, is a normal kind of lamp. Normal kind of lamp. We're afraid you're going to tilt it, but neft stinks, and we're not afraid you're going to start tilting the candle by neft because you're not going to go near it. It's a smelly kind of thing. Now others hold. The Ran, in the name of the Ra'ah, says that Shemin is less of a chance that you'll tilt it because the Shemin burns brightly anyway, but Neft doesn't burn so well. And therefore, we're afraid that by neft, there's more of a chance that you'll tilt the candle.
Neft is kerosene?
Neft is kerosene, yeah, I think so. The way we called neft. I don't know what it was then. Neft is, yeah, there's a smell to it. Okay. Iboyelahu, shama she'eno kavua, bidemishcha mahu. Right, according to the Girsa, we have Rashi's Girsa, shama she'eno kavua, right, who is not so medaktik, but it's with oil. If we only permit a shama she'eno kavua with neft. You need both milas, or even with oil, we're not afraid by a shama she'eno kavua. Amarav halacha vein morin kein. The Rav said, the halacha is that if somebody did it, he's doing it okay, but we don't, if somebody comes to ask a shayla, we don't tell him it's okay. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba amar halachu morin kein. The halacha is like that, and we do tell people it's okay. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba ikla l'bei Rav Asi. Right? Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba went to the house of Rav Asi, kom shameh, his shamas got up, kabodik l'nehora d'shraga, right? And he was bodek, the things that they needed for the meal, by the light of the candle. Amrle devisu, marlo avid hachi, right? You don't let your shamas do that. Amrle shavke karabe stirale. Leave him alone. He holds like Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, right, who holds that what's it called, halacha morinke, that by shamas, she'eno kavua, and here he was a shamas she'eno kavua. He was the shamas of Rav Yirmiyahu in Rav Asi's house. So he wasn't kavua there. So it's mutter for him to what's it called, halacha is, but Rav Asi himself held that it's halacha ve'en morinke. So he didn't let his own shamas do it. See, Rashi. Huh? What? Vesa was his wife. Right, they asked him, now you don't hold like that. You don't allow your devil to do that. You're shamish. Rash. Shamish kavua. Lo yivdok mipnei she'emas rabo alav imimtso bahen dover maguna who bolt kan yotha the chashinim lahatoya. Shamish kavua is afraid of his master, right? And he therefore checks well. And since he checks well, we're afraid he may come to, by accident, tilt the candle. She'eno kavua lo ramya lekulehai. If he's not kavua, it's not a steady job, he's not so afraid. And therefore he won't bedafka check the thing so well that we're afraid he may come to tilt the candle if he can't see well. Hava hava shamish kavua garcina. Benafta shehu masriach. Smells. So mutter livdok la'oro d'losi lahatos. With something like that, you're going to stay away from the lamp anyway, you're not going to come to tilt it. Shama she'eno kavua b'nemishchamai. Kivin she'eno kavua eno mata. We said before that shama she'eno kavua, Rashi holds, is more of a reason to be matir. But maybe that's only beneft. You need both milas. Afilu b'chol, right? V'hilkach b'shabes mutter, al dilma b'demishcha hoil v'lo mo'is dargo l'hatos b'chol. Right? Maybe, takano, even a shamas, what's it called, that is eno kavua, but if he's using regular oil, there's a chance that he also will tilt the candle. Halacha de mutter vein morin kein shlo yuzalzul. There are certain halachas that are mutter mikar adin after the fact, but lechatchila we don't tell a person to do that. Kom shame de Rabbi Yirmiyahu dehu shamash eino kavua beveis Ravasi. Rabbi Yirmiyahu's shamash was a shamash eino kavua in the house of Ravasi. He didn't work for Ravasi, he worked for Rabbi Yirmiyahu. So in Ravasi's house, he was considered a shamash eino kavua. Amrle deviso de Ravasi's. Ravasi's wife said to him, Ravasi, marlo avid hachi, you don't hold like that. Right? You don't let your shamash, what's it called, check things, la or haner. Kirabe, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, domer halacha morinke. No, he holds like his Rebbe. The shamas holds like Rabbi Yirmiyahu. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu held taka that you're allowed to do it. So you see that even though Rav Asi didn't hold like that, but he knew that Rabbi Yirmiyahu did hold like that, he let his shamas do what his halacha is. Everybody has their Rebbe to follow, and if his Rebbe paskin, it's okay. For him, it's okay. Okay, let's go on. The Emes Amru HaChazen, right? The halacha is that the teacher, or the person who's the Bal Korei, right? There are two different pshatim in the Mishnah, who, what's it called, who this Chazen is, he's allowed to oversee the children. He himself is not allowed to read by Or HaNer, but the children, yes. V'amris Reisha Roeh, my lab likros, it says in the Reisha, what's it called, that he's allowed to see. Is that mean he's allowed to read? Or it says, lo, l'sada roshe parshios. He's not allowed to read together with the children. But he's allowed to hear what they're saying and figure out the where the parsha starts the next day. Okay? Rashi, roshe parshios, umaritzon b'thiv, shemitoch shirosh ha-parsha shkura b'thiv, hu nisker b'kula l'machar. He's a Balkorei who really knows all the parshios by heart. but he doesn't know which parsha they're reading the next day. Okay, so he didn't know. He didn't know what parsha Shavu is. So he listens to the children, and from there, he, what's it called, knows what the Rosh HaParsha is, and then he'll be able to, what's it called, review it in his mind before the Kriyas HaTorah. And he'll help the people who get the aliyahs, and they used to lane, but he needed a helper, so he'll help them with the trop or whatever, and with the words in the parsha. But he has to know which parsha they're reading the next day, so he listens to the children and gets the basic idea. Gemara says, the chen omer rabba bar Shmuel, aval mesader hu roshi parshiosav. He's allowed to mesader roshi parshiosav. He's not allowed to read the parsha with the children, but from the children he's get to know which are the where the sedra starts. The Gemara says, the kula parsha lo, and he's not allowed to read the entire parsha. Neisle, Reb Shim Gamliel Omer, Hatzinoko, Shobes Rabban, Hayimisadrin Parashios, Vikorin Lohoraner. Right? Lemais, it says that the Tinoko Shobes Rabban, right, used to read the whole Parsha, right, the Misadrin Parashios, and they were allowed to read by candlelight. So you see, Lechora, it wasn't just the Roshi HaParashios, it was everything. So when it says, Iboy Yisayim Roshi Parashios, when it says Misadrin Parashios, it doesn't mean that they read the Parshas. It means that they were Masada Rashi Parshios. They just looked over what were the, what's it called, the aliyahs for the next day, where they started, where they ended. The Iboyisei Mashani Tinokos, we're not talking about the Rebbe. The Rebbe stock is not allowed to read except Rashi Parshios, but the children are allowed to read the whole thing. Why hold the Amos Rabban Alehen? Lo Osi Latzluye. Because children are afraid of the teacher, and therefore they won't touch anything without the teacher telling them they can do it. So we're not afraid that the children are going to be matted in air. They don't do anything without their Rebbe's permission. Mashenkin, the Rebbe, we're afraid, is going to forget.
Why doesn't the Rebbe have a problem with
Marzai? Ain poshtin yad l'shum dover v'afilu b'chol el al pi rabban. They don't touch anything even during the week, except if the Rebbe gives them permission. So the machlokas over here, what's it called? The Rashba holds that even if the Rebbe's not there, the children are afraid of him. Right, and the Shulchan Aruch passages like that also, and the Rambam is Mashna Dafka, if what's it called, if the Rebbe is there, then the children are afraid. But if the Rebbe's not there, they're not. Okay, go on. Piyotzi bo lo yochal hazov. So Mishnah says there are other things also that the Rabbanan asser, because you may come to do something asser, just like they asser reading by candlelight, because you may come to tilt the candle. They asked also, what's it called, eating, azov and azova together, because maybe by eating together, they're going to come to do an avera together. Tanya, and living together with azova is what's it called, is an isakoris. Tanya, Reb Shimben Elazar Omer, bo re'e ad heichen portza tahara b'Yisrael. Right, see how much tahara, what's it called, was prevalent. Right, that they were careful about Tahara and Klal Yisrael. Parts over here is a good lashon. But usually parts means a pirtza. Right, but over here it means nisraga. How much Tahara, how much they were careful with Tahara and Klal Yisrael. Rashi says parts of Govra. How strong Tahara was. Kamo Farach the Yom of Akedma. Rashi had to say it because usually pirtza is something negative. Here it's a positive thing. The Mishnah didn't say that a person who's tar shouldn't eat with a woman who's tummy. Right? That would be the normal case. Because it's not only a zav who's asked to live with a zav, everybody's asked to live with a zav, a kosher cake. Right? Meaning that they wouldn't think of a tar eating with a tmeya because they were so careful about taharas. They wouldn't think of eating bichlal. Right, but a guy who's tamei anyway, a zav, there was a chance that he would eat with a zava, and even that's not allowed because of gilui arayos. Kiyotzei bo, similarly, lo yochal zav parush im zav am haaretz, shema yargilenu etzlo. Right, even a zav who is a parush, who's a talmud chacham, right, a chaver, who's careful to eat things with tahara, shouldn't eat with a zav who's an am haaretz, who doesn't eat things with tahara. Why? Or because we're afraid that he may they may get too friendly, and the Am Haaretz will draw the chaver to eat things that are tameh. So Mara says, "Dechi margilo etzlo my hati." What's going to be the problem over here? They're all tame. Everything the Zav touches, even the chaver, is tame. Right? My hati. What's the problem? Ela'im Hashemi achilenu dvarim tameim. Right? Not that yargilo etzlo, but maybe he's going to feed him something that's tame. So Mara says, "Atu Zav porish lav dvarim tameim ochel." Zav is eating everything that's tame. Everything he touches is tame. So what's going to be the problem over here? Amar Abaye, Gzeir Hashemi achilenu dvarim she'enem mesukanim. Now we're afraid that the Amoritz is going to feed him things that haven't been taken Trumas and Maestras from. Now it's Tum. Tum, they're all Tame anyway. But we're afraid he may eat something that's not Mesukan, that Trumas and Maestras weren't taken. For Rava Amar Rova Amoritz, Maasram Heim. No, out Trumas and Maestras is no problem. Because Demai is only itself, only a Gzeirud Rabbanan, a Chshash. Because Rova Amoritz take off Trumas and Maestras. I'm not afraid of that. So we wouldn't make a gzeira, because maybe he's going to feed him something, because rov is okay. It's only a chshash bi'alma. For a chshash, we're not going to make a gzeira. El Hashemi yehi rogel etzlo ve'achilenu dvarim tamei mitarasa. No, we're afraid they may get too friendly. And even when the zav becomes tahar, the chaver, he's going to go and eat by his friend the Amoritz. He got used to doing it when they were tamei. So they became friendly. So they used to have meals together, and when he's tar, they have meals together too, and then he'll feed him dvarim tameim. So now he shouldn't eat together with him, because what may be in the future? Don't get too friendly with this Amoritz, because later on you're going to be tar, and you're going to be so friendly with him, you're going to forget yourself, and you're going to end up eating dvarim tameim. Hirash. Shalosh aninu lo yochal tar imatmeya, mitnei ha'erva. They didn't have to make a gzera that a person who's tahar shouldn't eat with a zava, because maybe they'll come to have relations, right? Shekulan open chulei and b'tahara hayu, because everybody was careful to eat only chulin b'tahara, so they didn't eat with tamei people, right? There was no need to tell me that a tahar shouldn't eat with a tmeya, because they may come to have relations, because people, Tahorim, didn't eat with Tmeim altogether. Two men didn't eat together, if one was Tahor and one was Tame. For the Hayu Ochlim in the Shoseim Tmeim, they didn't eat with their own wives, if they were Tame. Surely over here, it's talking about your own wife too. In other words, a person is married to a woman who's a Zava, it's also for him to live with her also. It's not just somebody else's wife, it's your own wife. Don't eat with your wife when she's a Zava, because you'll be over Nisr Karis. Mercy says, "Atu zav parush lav dvarim tameim koachel, v'alo kol mago tamei." What are we afraid with what's it called with the Am Haaretz? Right, the zav himself is tamei. Ma'asrin heim v'lo gazrin gzera l'gzera. Now Rava says that wouldn't be the reason we're afraid that he's going to feed him something that's not that the trumas and maestros weren't taken from. We're not choshish for that, because rov Am Haaretz is only a chshash. You wouldn't make a gzeira that you're not allowed to eat together with an Am Haaretz, because maybe he'll feed you something that wasn't taken on Trumas and Maestras. Rov Am Haaretz take off Trumas and Maestras. So the fact that we asked Demai is one gzeira. We're afraid maybe he didn't take, but that you shouldn't eat with him, because maybe you'll eat from something that he didn't take off Trumas and Maestras. It's two gzeiras. That we don't not know goes a gzeira or gzeira. Okay. What? Why?
Shema, when he gets clean, he'll sit with the he'll get tummy food from the chaver and the amaretz.
No, but that's all one gzera. They made a gzera never to eat with an amaretz because of this one thing. Because maybe what's going to happen? What's it called? Maybe you'll do something that's osur, right? And you'll eat something that's tummy. Right? That's not gzera. That's one gzera. The gzera is don't do it now because maybe you'll do it later. Only one gzeira. Okay. Let's go on. Iboyelahu. Agmar has a shayla. Nida mahu shetishan in baila. He bebigda, the who bebigda. Woman's in nida, okay. Is she allowed to sleep in the same bed with her husband when they're both dressed? Okay. Omrav Yosef, Toshma. Okay. Rashi, tishan in baila, bemita, kagon shahu tame. The lekala mechash mishum tahara, right? And talking over here where it's not a problem of tahara and tuma, right? Because he's also tummy. Okay, so we're not worried about taharas. Oh, bisman hazeh, or today she'ein bo tahara. We don't have any union of tahara and tuma bisman hazeh. The whole union was only out korbanos and beis hamikdash. Today we're not zohir to know for Tomei Tahar, if we eat things that are Tomei or not. There's no nafkamina. There's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no Karbanos. So there's no nafkamina legabi Tumah v'Tahara, only legabi Gilui Arayos. The woman's in need, it's usher to live with her. But Tumah v'Tahara is not the problem. Michai Shinan Lehergra Aveira. Are we afraid that since they're sleeping together, even though they're both dressed, they may come to do an Aveira? Since they normally don't sleep in bed in their clothes, right, there's a hecker, so they'll remember that she's a nida, they won't forget, and they won't come to do the aveira, right? We're afraid that they'll forget she's a nida, because since they're in such close proximity, and they'll be over the aveira. Or maybe not, since there's a hecker, they're both in their clothing, right, it's not awesome. Toshma. Ha'of olem ha'gvina ala shulchan, ve'eno necho, divrei beshame. Okay, Beis Shammai holds that you're allowed to bring chicken and cheese to the table at the same time. I'll put them on the table. And we're not afraid that you're going to eat the cheese after you ate the chicken. Okay? And that's what Beis Shammai, but you can't eat them together. Right? Chicken and cheese, you're not allowed to eat together. But you're allowed to put them on the table at the same time. And we're not afraid that you're going to come to eat the one that's asher after you eat the first one. That's what Beis Shammai says. Beis Hillel omrim lo olev lo necho. No, we are afraid that if you put them on the table at the same time, that you're going to, by mistake, forget that you ate meat and you'll have the cheese. You can't put them on the table at the same time. So, Lechara, what do we see? According to Beis Hillel, right, you're afraid that what's it called, that if you have the cheese and the chicken on the same time, you're going to take the one that's asher after you ate the one that's mutter. And same thing over here. You have the nida in bed with you, even though you're both dressed, that what's it called, that you'll forget and you'll be over the yisr. Versus no. Shani hasam the lekadeos. Over there, we're talking about one person, right? There's no two people over here that one could remind the other one. There's one person. One person, we're afraid, is going to forget and eat cheese after chicken. But in our case, there's two people in bed. So we're not afraid that both of them are going to make the mistake. Rashi. Al ha-shulchan, sha'ochel olav, puts it on the table that he's eating. Mutter, lahaniach basar ha'ov, eitzel ha'gvino. You're allowed to put the chicken next to the cheese. Because sabri beishamei basar ov becholav dov deraisa. Beis Shammai holds that chicken and milk is only midrabanan, revelo gazrinan ha'aloa atu achila, and we're not gozer, right? That you can't. The rabbanan asr eating chicken and cheese together, okay? Even cooking it together is only the rabbanan, okay? And the rabbanan went one step further and they asr eating it together, but that's all one gzeira. Eating is not what's it called? Eating it together is not a gzeira legabe cooking. They asked the whole thing. They asked cooking, eating, everything in one gzeira, right? But now putting it on the table, Atu, maybe you'll come to eat it, or you'll come to cook it together, right? That's a gzeira legzeira. So that we're not gozer. We're not gozer that we're afraid that you may come to eat it if it's on the table together. Because even if you eat it, it's only also with the rabbanan. Even if you cook it, it's only also with the rabbanan. But it's not gzeira, gzeira, gzeira. They didn't make gzeira. We're afraid that if you eat it together, you may come to cook it together. And if you cook it together, it's only to rabbanan. That's gzeira, gzeira too. But it's not. It's all one big gzeira. They answered any eating of, in any way, of what's it called, milk and chicken. It's all one big gzeira. But to answer putting it on the table together, that already would be gzeira, gzeira. You can't eat it together, but you don't have to worry about the fact that maybe you'll come to eat it together. No, that was also part of the gzeira. The whole gzeira was get chicken and milk, and surely meat and milk, right? Don't put them together in the cloud. We're afraid that you're going to come to eat it, to cook it, whatever. What? What's the raisa? Okay, what's that? But it's a kosher cake. So if Beis Hillel holds over there, it's also surely over here, it's also. What? No, so it's a kosher cake. Shmami not the asher. You see, that's asher. The leka deos. Shnei b'nei adam shaskiru l'zev. No, maybe it's different. When there's two people, so two people to be over an isser together, that's lo shchiyach. One will remind the other. Somebody's going to remember over here. Right? The case of the milk and the chickens, one guy. He has the milk and the chicken on the table. There's nobody to remind him. So one person, right, where there's only one person, we're more afraid than when there's two people. But two people could be mutter. Rashi says, there's another difference between the cases. There's no hecker. By the case of the bed, there's a hecker. They're both dressed. That's not the normal way to be in bed, dressed. So since they're both in their clothing, right, that'll remind them. But over here on the table, there's no hecker. The chicken and the milk are right next to each other, right? So there's no hecker on the table to remind you. So maybe that's why it's usher over there, but over here it wouldn't be usher because it's a hecker, the fact that they're dressed. So there's two differences, and I was going to mention both of these differences. One side of hetter is when there's two people, and another side of hetter is when there's a hecker. Okay, if there's no two people and no hecker, then it's usher. But in our case, there's both milers. There's two people and there's a hecker. So Rashi says the Gemara could have said either one. Our case is different, either because it's a hecker or because it's two people. Now, Shenkin over there, there's no hecker and there's no two people. Okay. Hachinami mishtabra, teheicha deika deus shani. The Gemara says that it makes sense that when there's two people, it's more mutter than when there's only one person. Diktani seifa. Rav Shim Gamil Omer, Shnei Achsenoyim Ochlim Al Shulchan Echad, Zeh Ochel Basar V'Zeh Ochel Gvina. The Sefer says the Feirish, Rav Shim Gamil says, in a case where there's two people eating at the table, one eating milk and one eating chicken, right, or meat, right, and that's okay. They ain't choshishin, and we're not worried about it. Why? Because it's two people. And two people want to remind the other one. We're afraid that one guy is going to forget and eat the milk after the meat. But the two people are going to forget, and they're going to, going to take from each other, one guy, remind the other one. Two people, we're not choshish, the two people are going to do something wrong. So Mar says, V'lav ikmar Allah, Omer Avchanin Bar'ami, Omer Shmuel, Lo Shonu Elashein Makirin Zedzeh. Right, that's only where they don't know each other. So they're not afraid that they're going to take food one from the other, right? People don't know each other, they're eating at the same table, right? One guy's not going to take the other guy's food, right? They have nothing to do with each other and finished. So then there's no chash that the cheese guy is going to take chicken or the chicken guy is going to take cheese. Because each one's eating his own meal and they don't know each other. But if they know each other, then we're afraid that the chicken guy will say, hey, let me taste your cheese sandwich. And the other guy will say, let me take a little taste of your chicken salad. And then the taco will come to an issue. People in bed know each other, right? They're husband and wife. Right? So the shaila is maybe even though there's two dales, since they're makirim zedzeh, we are afraid, even those two people. So Mara says, Hachi hashta, hasam deos ika shinui leka. Over there, there's two people, but there's no shinui. One's eating chicken, one's eating cheese, no shinui over there. Then we're afraid that if they know each other, one is going to ask from the other one and share their meal, and there's a problem. But hacha ika deos, the ika shinui, there's two milas. Not only are there two people, there's also a shinui, they're both dressed. So when there's two people and a shinui, that makes it mutter.
Does this include pajamas?
What?
Does this include pajamas?
Yeah, mistamet includes any not normal way of going to bed. But if the normal way of going to bed, mistamet is in pajamas, mishnah, it's not shinui. Mistamet is talking where they're dressed in a way that's not normal, lechor. Rashi, she'ein makirin, since they don't know each other, there's no chance that they're going to share their meal. Avo makirin osir. But if they know each other, that's osir. Vishu baila nomi makirin zedzeh. Right? Husband and wife usually know each other. Right? And therefore, shmami no, the osir. Should be osir. Whereas shinui leka. No, sheochlin b'derech achila. They're eating the normal way to eat. Ika shinui she'ein derech lishon ela b'kiru basar. The normal way when they used to sleep, was to sleep together, without clothing. Kidichsiv, she'eira ksusa va'onosa, how do you know that's a normal way of sleeping together? Because the Torah says that a husband has a chiyuv to give his wife food, clothing, and to live with her, right, like a husband lives with his wife. Va'omar mar, she'er zukiru basa. She'er means that not only has to live with her, he has to live where the normal way that people live, meaning without clothing. Shim Omar e efshi ela he bedigdo the hu bedigdo, because if the husband says I can't live with my wife and we can't get undressed, I can only live with her if we're both dressed, right? Then yotzi, we make him give her a get if she wants it, right? If she says I can't live with a guy like that, right? It's not normal, right? So he said, we don't say that big chumra and they're big tzaddikim or whatever. We say that the husband's abnormal, and therefore, if the wife wants, she gets a get. He thinks ksuba, and he has to give her a ksuba. It's not his fault, it's her fault. It's not her fault, it's his fault. Meseches ksubas. So it's normal to live together with your wife unclothed. So if you're clothed, that's already a shinui. Okay? But lechora, if going to bed in pajamas is normal lechatchila, right? Then that lechor is not a shinui. Maybe not. Maybe since before you're going to have relations, you're going to have to take off the pajamas, that in itself is a shinui. Right? Being in the pajamas together. Those, if you're ready in the state to commit the Avera, then there's no shinui. But if you have to do something before you can do the Avera, you have to take off the pajamas, and that's a shinui, even though normally you go to sleep with pajamas, but before you live with your wife, you take off the pajamas, right, then that in itself is a shinui. At this point, you're not ready to do the Avera. So that in itself is a shinui. Could be.
So it's mashmah that the gvina is in a wrapper or something, you have to open it, so it's also not ready for...
No, but that's not the same kind of thing, right? It's that's just practical. Here it's out, right. What?
There's no hacker over there.
Where?
The fact that you're wearing pajamas is not a hacker.
It was more note that that's not called a shinui, if that's the normal... Right, but for Rashi is mashma that the shinui is more the shiva b'kiruv basa. That when you come to do the aveira, you're going to be b'kiruv basa. So then, any time you're dressed, the chatchila is already a shinui. The gabi the aveira, it's a shinui, right? But the ma'is aveira over here, the gabi the wrapper and the cheese is not what's it called a shinui. The gabi the ma'is aveira, it's just a practical thing. You have to open the cheese up. Okay.
What about the Yisra is sitting on the same kli as a woman in Nida?
Hey, that's not talking about that now. We'll learn Hilchus Nida. We'll see. Right now we're learning about Omid Yomi. Ika Diamri, and Omid Beis will talk about that because then it has to do with Omid Yomi. Okay. Ika Diamri, Toshma. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsenoyim Ochlin Al Shulchan Echad, Ze Basar Ve Ze Gvina. Right? Some hold that we brought the right from Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says, two guests are allowed to sit at the same table. One is allowed to eat meat, and one's allowed to eat cheese. The Itmar Allah, Omer Avchonim Barami, Omer Shmuel, Lo Shonu, El She'ein, Makir, and Zed Zed. That's only if they don't know each other. So we're not afraid they're going to take from each other's meal. Avo Makir, and Zed Zed, Oser. V'honi Nomi, Makir, and Zed Zed, Ninu. So some say this is the way that the sugya went. We asked from Rav Shim Gamliel, not brung a raya from him. Right? Lachor over here, the husband and wife are Makir. So it should be awesome, just like two guests at the same table are not allowed to eat one meat and one milk because we're afraid that they'll share their meal. Same thing over here. A husband and wife who know each other in bed can't sleep together in bed, even clothed, because we're afraid they may do an aveira. Gemara says, no, hasum deyos ika shinui leka. Same answer the Gemara gave before. This is just the other way of learning it. Right? There's two different people, but there's no shinui. Here there's both. So maybe where there's both, it's okay. So we still haven't resolved this shaila. Is it mutter? Is it not mutter? Okay? We can't bring any rayas from the cases of milk and meat, because all the cases of milk and meat either have no deos or have deos and no shinui. But we know of no case that's very similar to this where there's deos and shinui. Okay. Tashma. So bring another rai. Lo yochel hazav im hazava mishum hergel aveira. Our Mishnah. A zav is not allowed to eat with a zava. In other words, a husband and wife, when she's a zava, shouldn't eat together because of hergel aveira. Okay? So Mar says, hachinami deyos ika shinui leka. Over here also, no shinui. They're eating at the same table, right? We'll see later on whether it means they're eating with dak at the same table or they're eating from the same dish. Or whatever, but somehow they're eating together. Whatever's called eating together, we're afraid that they may forget and end up in bed together. Okay? But there's no shinui. They're eating together, right? Even though they're dressed, right? But they're not in bed. It's normal to sit at the table dressed. So that's not enough of a shinui to stop them from getting into bed and getting undressed. Right? But Mashenkin going into bed dressed, so here's also mashma, that that they didn't go into bed dressed. But if you go into bed normally dressed in pajamas, then that's not a shinui. It's mashma that what's it called, taka, the shinui is what's it called, any abnormal way of being in bed. Okay. So Mara says there's no raya from there. And Achinami, we're afraid that if they eat together, right, even though there's two of them, they're going to end up in bed together because there's nothing to remind them that she's a Zava. Mashenke, and if they get into bed clothed, that will remind them, well, what are we doing with clothes in bed? Right, that's already enough of a shinui to remind them. Toshma, el heharim lo ochal, the enav lo nasa el gilulei beis Yisrael, the el eishes re'eyu lo timei, the el isha nida lo yikrav. Okay, the Pasuk says, what's it called, in, where is this? In, Yecheskel? Okay. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, these Gemaras have only simonim. The old Gemaras used to have it on the side. It was easy to find. Here you got to find which Aleph it is. Where? Ah. Okay. It's Pasuk in Yecheskel. It's talking about who's a tzaddik. The Horim lo achal, the Inov lo nosa, Gilulei Beis Yisrael. So the Rashi said, "Beferik elu anisraf nesanhedrin beforish lei shol nisparnish b'schus avos." El Horim lo achal means that he didn't eat what's it called the b'schus avosot shol hutzrich lechein l'fishu tzadik. The person was a tzadik; he didn't need to rely on z'chus avos. He had his own z'chuyos. That's El Horim, another tzadik. Ma isha. So the Gemara says this is the description of a tzaddik. He didn't do any of these things. So Gemara says makish isha nidol isha sreyu. So in this pasuk, it compares not living with your wife when she's a nida to not living with your neighbor's wife. Ma isha sreyu bevigdo mehi bevigdo aser. You're not allowed to lie in bed together with your neighbor's wife, even if you're both clothed, right? Af ishto nida hu bevigdo mehi bevigdo aser. Right. Same thing goes with your own wife. If she's a nida, you can't lie together in bed, what's it called, both clothed. The question is, how do you know you're not allowed to lie clothed with your neighbor's wife in bed? You're not doing anything wrong. You're just, you know, lying there together, what's it called, discussing the weather or whatever. Right? So, in other words, how do we know if that's aser? Okay, so Rashi says, Ba'esh Yisra'ehu, the aser lan yichud min ha-Torah. By your neighbor's wife, you can't be in bed with her together because it's yichud. Right? Even if you're both clothed, there's an isser yichud. Bikdushin, me'achicha ben imecha. The same thing, therefore, would be with your own wife. It's mashma from Rashi that yichud would be also with your own wife when she's an nida. Because we're makish her to Eishes Re'ehu. And just like Eishes Re'ehu, you can't be alone with your neighbor's wife, even if you're both clothed. So you can't be alone with your own wife, if she, no, that's not true. We know that Kamasugi is no Isser of Yichud with your wife when she's a Nida, right? So they say that it just means that just like over there, Yichud is Aser, and the Nela, you can't be Huba Vigdo. So even though by Nida, Yichud is Mutter, but the one step further of being in bed together with clothing, that not. Tosus learns that the reason you can't be in bed together with your neighbor's wife clothed is because we're afraid you may be over the Isser. You may come to live with her. Right, you're so such close proximity, your Yetzirah will get the better of you. So with your wife and Nida, the same thing. Right, even though you're both clothed, we're afraid your Yetzirah will get the better of you and you'll end up doing the Aveira, not because you forgot, because you couldn't control your Yetzirah. So just like by Eishes Re'eu, it's also because maybe you won't be able to control yourself. With your own wife, it's the same thing. You may be not be able to control yourself. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. We'll go into more of what the dynamics here are of what the Isurim are.